A royal welcome for President Donald Trump on his state visit to Britain by Her Majesty the Queen. The day of pageantry included an inspection of the Guard of Honor and laying a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Westminster Abbey as part of 75 years remembrance of D-Day. Ending the day with a royal state banquet.
Of course, it is not only our security which unites us, but our strong cultural links and shared heritage.
To the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
Where Trump's adult children were also invited.
State visits are supposed to be about pomp and pageantry, but even before he arrived at Buckingham Palace, President Trump has waded into diplomatic complications, offering remarks on the touchy subject of Brexit, including voicing support for Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage, potentially bringing even more embarrassment to Prime Minister Theresa May, who will be resigning in just a few days.
May is leaving after failing to negotiate a Brexit deal that Parliament could ratify. Trump called on Britain to leave the EU without a deal if Brussels refuses to meet its demands.
President Trump has given his wholehearted support for Brexit and for a US-UK free trade deal, and so this is a big priority issue.
Trump is backing Boris Johnson as Britain's next Prime Minister. Britain seemed to have mixed feelings about Trump's remarks.
Well, personally, I view Boris Johnson as a little bit of a muppet. So I understand why Trump likes someone like Boris Johnson.
So I don't think there's a problem with him commenting about what's going on, and we probably should get our act together, but it's absolutely fine.
I just think he's a breath of fresh air against politicians who generally are asked a question and never give an answer.
Still, Trump's remarks have unsettled the carefully calibrated pageantry, including his insults of London Mayor Sadiq Khan, whom he called a stone-cold loser. Khan hit back with an editorial describing Trump as a global threat.
Friendship means candor, and I think we should be candid with the American president and say, you know what, we disagree with you on so many things.
Khan has also allowed the Trump baby to fly over London Tuesday as part of the massive protests being planned for the president's second day in Britain. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, London.